Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Let's be honest, a lot of times evangelists have been weird, and we've made evangelism look too slick, or like you've got to have all the right answers, or it's got to be like a white extroverted male. And it's just gotten this name that's become either negative or elite or for a special person. And I hate that that's happened. I always start by saying, hey, there are gifted evangelists, and that's true. And many aren't those people, and that's okay. But when it comes to witnessing, sharing our faith, doing evangelism, we're all called to that. And the whole point of my book is to write the target person for my book is someone who wants to share their faith, wants to make an impact in someone around them, but you feel nervous, you feel stuck, you don't know what to do. And my book encourages you and tries to make evangelism feel like something that anyone can do, everyone needs to do, because special, in quotations, evangelists can't reach everyone that you're around.
Well, and you said one great way to start is that morning prayer, just saying, God, you know, give me someone that you want me to talk to today, or be specific in whatever it is that you're praying, and then let God take care of that role, and then you be ready for your role. Talk more about that.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, 90% of our evangelistic effectiveness has to do with the way we're thinking, the way that we're starting our day. So often what I share in my trainings on spiritual conversations is that we need to get a few things right in our mind and our prayer life. One is that the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. But if we're being honest, most of us believe that the harvest is few and the workers are plentiful. You know, many of us, there's many people out there that will share the faith, my pastor, whoever, and I don't have that many non-believers around me, so it's not that urgent. But scripture says, no. There's many people around you that are in need of Jesus. The harvest is plentiful, and there aren't very many workers. So we need you in the game. If you start praying that and focusing on that, man, that will change the way you see your day. That will change the way you see people. And then I just, you know, encourage one a few other ways, like see yourself as the person God's going to use, not your pastor. And I just love to help people think about and even write little network maps. Who are all the people you know? And if you were the only one that was going to share the gospel with them, how would that change your day? It would change all of our days.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.